driver, or do a little comparison and do it, maybe even do a little trading there with you. This ought to be ideal to close up nice.
Well, we've had a lot more people getting out, you know, keeping coming out and looking at cars, especially these beautiful evenings we've been having, and we've been staying open a little bit later and really focused on our customers. You know, we do a lot more by appointment now than we used to.
Mm-hmm.
People spread out and safe, making sure that we're cleaning everything and taking care of our customers and employees. That's still our top focus, is really everybody's safety in this time. But the reality is we're keeping going and growing and selling lots of cars, servicing lots of cars. The service business has been just outstanding this month. We're going to have one of our best months in a long time.
Great.
Got getting ready to add a third service advisor onto the Ford service drive and have some new faces and changes that I think are going to be really good additions to our team. Looking to hire lots of people, actually. We've got openings now in our administrative department for a junior accountant. We've got an opening in parts for an experienced counterman. If you know anybody who's got experience in inventory management or parts kind of management in automotive, you've got a great position there working with Rich Schmitz and his team. We've got an entry-level position in service for light maintenance, oil change. Always have great opportunities there for young folks or anyone who wants to get started, maybe is interested in cars and doesn't mind hard work. It is, it's hard, hot work, but it is certainly a great chance to make a living and you stay busy. And it's a great career opportunity, too, because, of course, we have pathways where we can get you trained and certified with our manufacturers. And there's programs to help you purchase tools. There's all kinds of great stuff that comes with working at a manufacturer-related auto dealership.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just entry-level service guy like that. We also need experience techs. That's been another thing. Really, over the last few years that we've seen is some of our older techs have retired and moved on. And so getting those young guys in and getting them trained up is really critical. And we do have openings now and lots of work available for experienced guys. And getting ready to post a position that we haven't had in a while, where we're going to have a position for a used vehicle reconditioning technician. Somebody who's good at working on multi-line vehicles, can work on any kind of vehicle. We've got our master techs in both sides that are really specialists, across the board, everything. But these guys are a little different, the ones that work on used cars. We're looking for somebody out there. I think if you hear me, you know what I'm talking about, if you're that guy. And then, of course, in sales. Right now, we've got openings in both Toyota and Ford for sales rep. We don't really, want the traditional stereotype of a car salesman. That's not what we are. We're more about the character of the person and what we can do with you to help you be successful. Our sales operation is all about transparency and openness, working with the customers to meet their needs. We really don't play teach our team to do anything other than answer your questions, give you straight answers, and help you through the process. So it's really fairly simple in today's world with so much information out there. I mean, you can go on our websites and pretty much calculate your whole deal and submit your credit and get a decision right there from the bank and just about do everything but take delivery online anymore. And we'll be happy to take it to you if that's what you want. We make it just as easy as possible.
I'll tell you what, it does sound easy. And, of course, with all those openings, that's fantastic. Folks can start a new career with you as well out there at the dealerships. Things are popping, absolutely popping with the Dungeness family.
It's summertime, and that's the way things usually are in our business this time of year. And this year's not going to be any different. I'm so glad that we've got baseball back in Bartlesville. I know they're playing this afternoon. They've got a doubleheader tonight. I think in Coffeyville, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we're doing the big Kansas road trip this weekend.
Yeah, and then get ready to come back home next week. We finally get some more home games. They'll be, I think, around on Tuesday, and then Wingett starts up on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 7th. I mean, we're just going to play lots of games. I guess The 7th is actually in Pittsburgh, Kansas. But lots of games coming up here. We're finally hitting a stretch where we have some home games. And we'll get to play in Dungeness Memorial Stadium, stadium here.
Finally!
Yeah, that's going to be so great to get out on the field and spread out in the stands. And I'm so excited to get out down there and take in some baseball.
That'd be a lot of fun.
And after all that, we got the beach party at Tower Center at Unity Square, the big opening event for the park downtown, and that's going to be so much fun. And we're really proud to be sponsors of that. That's going to be a fun time down there. And then we get into the other Tower Center stuff. A hot street party here pretty soon. We got plans for a big rodeo stuff coming on later this summer. There's just so much going on. It's good to see our community coming to life again.
It is. It truly is. And you know what? What really top it all off with the nice summer of activities is driving into those activities in a new or new to you vehicle from the Dungeness family of automobiles.
You know, that's what we're seeing. It really, a lot of the business right now are people who are like looking for a new or new to them vehicle that maybe they're planning a summer vacation or they want to do something. And right now, our personal automobiles are one of the safest places we can be because we know who's been in there. It's fairly easy to clean a vehicle and disinfect the highly touched areas. We do that every time you bring your vehicle in.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing lots of people looking for a new ride based on the time they're going to spend in the car this summer. That's kind of cool. I think our cars, in Oklahoma, the car is such a great part of our history. And, since we've been selling cars since the late 20s in Oklahoma, it's something that we've been around since the roads weren't very good. and personal mobility is something we get in the rural part of America. We're not that rural, but certainly have access to that. There's not a lot of ways to get around unless we have our cars. And so and as the roads have gotten good, we've got that freedom to just get in the car and go to the lake or go to the mountains. You can certainly social distance there.
Indeed. We got any kind of dealer incentives coming our way this week?
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on. I've mentioned over the last few weeks about the incredible used car market, and so I think that's really where we start is there is something going on with used cars. We cannot keep them on our lot. We are selling them faster and turning more cars faster than we ever have. We keep buying more, and they just keep selling. We really have hit a niche of getting those pretty low miles per year nice cars with some content, not just, former rental cars. These cars are, rental cars are driven by lots of different people and don't have a lot of content. And what we've found is our customers really like that content that's available in the typical new car that someone buys, but they don't want to pay the new car price necessarily. So a car that's 3 or 4 years old and isn't driven too many miles a year is really priceless to us. Anything under about 120,000 miles, we need it right now. So that's one thing. You think about incentives from the manufacturers, but really one of the best things is to trade when your trade is worth the most. And right now, trades are worth quite a bit. So that's one good thing. On the new car incentive side, there are really good interest rates right now. The manufacturers during the coronavirus experience we've been through here came up with a lot of great incentives, and many of them are interest rate driven, 0 for 72 up to 84 months. There's payment deferral programs, they'll make payments for you. There's all kinds of great incentives, and of course you can get all that on our websites. I really think some of that may change next month. I've heard some rumors that there may be fewer interest rate offerings. Inventories on the new car side are a bit strained now. They're just because the plant shut down. And so we're still waiting on those to get ramped up fully and to start getting the new vehicle product. And that may be affecting, the used car demand we have, too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But the reality is those cars are, those incentives may change come July. I can't be sure. I don't know what they are going to be. But We've heard that there may be some changes to more of a cash rebate program rather than interest rate incentives. So if you're looking to finance and a really great payment, this may be a really good time to be shopping over the next few days. And those things are going on. There's a lot of great product news this time of year. On the Ford side, this week we got our first glimpse of the 21 F-150, and that is going to be an incredibly important vehicle for Ford Motor Company. You know, for over three decades, it's been the best-selling vehicle in North America, and it is the franchise for Ford Motor Company, and it is critical, and they've got all kinds of stuff coming in the F-150, new technology, new options. I think even like a personal generator that's a part of the truck where you can power different things that you might need with your truck, turning your truck basically into its own little power plant, and all kinds of other stuff. I'm real excited to see that. Great design. It'll have hybrid and electric versions eventually. Really important launch for Ford. Then we're also getting, we've got great anticipation right now for the Broncos.
You bet.
Yeah, that is something that it's been pushed back a little bit, but right now we're looking at, July 13th is going to be the reveal of the Bronco. And they'll finally show to the public what it's going to look like. I was at a dealer show and seen it a couple times in the preliminary stages. It's going to be real reminiscent to the old Bronco, not the Bronco 2 or the large Broncos of the 80s, but back to the original Bronco of the 60s and 70s.
And, wow.
And really, I think, iconic to the heritage of Bronco, which is a rugged outdoor vehicle that survives in the wild and can get you there and back. And we're really excited about it. There's going to be two versions of it, a Bronco Sport, which is smaller, and the regular Bronco. But there'll be a lot more information now on that just in a couple of weeks. We're also right on the verge of the Mach-E shifting from reservations to actually being able to lock in your order. And Mach-E is Ford's first all-electric vehicle that they're coming with. It's a Mustang, but it's not a traditional Mustang, a two-door coupe performance vehicle. This is actually would be more like a small SUV, a crossover vehicle, perhaps. But it has that same performance characteristic that Mustang has always had. And it's going to be all electric. It's going to have a long-range battery setup that they can get as an option that's going to give it up to 400 miles range on a single charge. It's going to be really great. The initial build of those is almost sold out now. We have reservations in our system. We are selling the Mach-E for Ford Electric certified dealer. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in this first round of those, there aren't many left. They are just pre-selling them, basically. So you make a reservation. You say, I want that. You put in a small deposit that's refundable. And then then you can convert it to an order. That we're about to be able to convert those first reservations into orders. And what that means is our customers who said they want that model, now we'll go in and actually select the various options they want inside the model and place the order, and it'll go into line for production. And we're expecting those in the fourth quarter, maybe towards the end of the fourth quarter of this year.
Okay.
We'll get one, probably the first one we get, we'll have as a demonstration vehicle at the dealership so mm-hmm. people can come and check it out. And we've had a lot of people inquiring about wanting to see one, of course, before they actually put some money down on it. But so we'll have that. We'll be able to use it as a service loaner or just let people check it out. We're all real excited to get a chance to drive it and see what it does, too. So that just a bunch of great, exciting stuff on the Ford side there. Toyota has some other good stuff coming that people may remember. It wasn't our most best-selling vehicle, mm-hmm. but it has a great following. But the Venza is returning this summer.
That's a good car.
A couple months. Venza is awesome. We have a lot of really loyal Venza customers, You know, what it is it really just fits there in between the RAV4 and the Highlander. It's a bit lower than the Highlander, so it doesn't quite sit up like that, but it's bigger and more comfortable in some ways than the RAV4. So if you're looking for something in between there, it's got that. It has third row. It's sleek and sporty. It's a really, really nice setup, and it's going to be a hybrid, and it's going to have great performance characteristics and be great, really comfortable, and have all the latest technology from Toyota. So that's really, I think, going to be popular. Of course, we just had the new Highlander come out and RAV4 last year. The CHR is still in its first generation, brand new vehicle. So that Toyota segment of the small SUV to midsize to large, with the, we mentioned 4Runner and Sequoia, those are incredible vehicles for us. And then our pickup trucks on the Toyota side are, I can't keep those on the lot either. I think right now I'm out of Tacomas, new Tacomas, and have two Tundras on the ground, which is, don't let that scare you away. The reason we're out of them is we sell them so well and sell them for less than everyone else.
Don't worry, he can find you.
We can get you another one. That's what I'm saying. Buys lately on trucks like that. As I've talked the last few weeks, we've been out looking for used trucks and did manage to get a few recently. Have a TRD Sport Tacoma that's supposed to arrive today that we bought at auction. Just a pretty low mile 2017 model vehicle. I think it's already up on our website. There's a 2017 Tundra that's another off-lease vehicle that we bought at auction. They have a 2017 F-150. We've got a Ram we traded for yesterday. Uh-huh. We've got a nice older Tacoma, a two-wheel drive SR5 Tacoma that's out there right now. I think I've got a 4Runner that we're going to trade for later today, a three-year-old 4Runner with about 50,000 miles. It's going to be a great used car for us. Great inventory right now. Check it out online at dungeonschoice.com. Yeah. You can get to all our showrooms there and get full information and pictures, chat with us, ask any question, and also calculate your payment, put your whole deal together, really. Everything from, just go in there, and it's the same numbers on our website that you get when you come into the store. That's what our simple price message is, which you might see in our advertising.
That is so nice to have that consistency.
Yeah, I think it's great, and a lot of people really don't understand it. But the reality is it's the same thing. We have the same price online as we have in the store. So there aren't any games or gimmicks between the math, and we use the real math. You can go right in there. You can play with the amount. You put in your credit range, and you don't have to give us any personal information to do this. We don't force you to give us your information so we can hound you. We let you go in there, pick your car. You then say, do I want the lowest price, the lowest payment, or the lowest interest rate? And you can toggle between that and different lenders. You can play with the amount of money that you put down. You can add your trade information, the full trade info, including payoff and all that, so the math comes out right. You can do incentives. You can even pick whether I want to have the rebate or the interest rate and play with that to see which gives you the best deal. A lot of times that's stuff that you used to have to come to talk to our sales managers about. Mm-hmm. But now you can do it at the comfort of your home and sit there and really put your deal together with no pressure and without us even really knowing you're there. So that's really, I think, exciting, and I hope that people will go in and explore that. It's on all our websites for new and used vehicles, Dungeness Ford, Dungeness Lincoln, or Dungeness Toyota. And again, you can get to those through dungeonschoice.com. And our salesmen now are learning to use those on the floor. So the next time you come in and shop at Dungeness, you may just start doing it on the website that way anyway, because really there's no reason to go back and forth between the manager and the the salesman going back and forth mm-hmm. to talk about something that's already right there for ready for you to to put your deal together.
Indeed.
That should make it go so much faster. And I know that awkwardness of when the salesman goes away to whisper about you with the sales manager is one of those strange things in the car business that consumers don't really understand. Of course, you know, in the past, they had to go put together your deal. There are a lot of pieces to this, and the software it takes to put together this deal management system is pretty impressive, really. It ties right into the credit bureaus and into and communicates with the lenders. So, you know, it is something that's pretty revolutionary in our business, and it should really speed up the deals, I think, make them more transparent and more comfortable for the customer. You know, I think you hear a lot of that in the national news or national advertising for mm-hmm. the big companies, whether it's the one with the vending machine for used cars or the fancy trailers that take the cars around. You know, we do that, of course. We don't have the fancy trailer, maybe. We haven't invested in that, but I tell you, Tom, we have delivered cars in the last week to people in Colorado Springs, in Washington State, in Pennsylvania, and Florida. These are used vehicle purchasers mostly. But we're selling cars all over the country, delivering them every day. You know, this is something we do. And a lot of that's made possible by the ease of doing business on our websites. And so I just can't recommend enough that people to do it that way. Embrace the technology. Let us help you through the process. It really goes well, quickly, smoothly. And the input we get from our customers is that it's just the right way to buy a car.
And it must be, because I see your dealer stamp on vehicles. If I'm in Caney, Kansas, Coffeyville, Kansas, Joplin, Missouri, wherever, Dunn just seems to be everywhere in this area. So you must be doing it right.
Well, we work on it every day. I know we have a great team, and we're really focused on our customers, and that is what it's all about. And that's what makes me proud to come to work every day, is to be with my team, to be with our people, to help them be successful in their jobs and in their roles and grow their careers. I mean, that is what our business is all about. And, you know, going back to the beginning, back to the late 20s when my grandfather was actually in high school, worked at the Ford dealership in Tonkawa, and he and his brothers played on a sports team for that Ford dealer. And they went off to college, got their degree at Oklahoma City University, and then came back and ended up buying that dealership, he and his brother, in 1929. And I guess, you know, as they say, the rest is history. That might not have been the best time, if you think about it, to be getting into business.
True. But they did, and it worked.
But we did, and we made it through the Depression, the World War, everything else. And here we are again, and we're sitting here in the third generation, almost 80 years later, just taking care of business, taking care of our people, and, you know, trying not to do it in a flashy way. I think we really want to focus on our community, and hopefully you give us a shot. I know we got to earn your business, and we work on that every day. And, you know, I always want to talk to people. Say, you know, because I know we haven't always had everything perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've given us a shot before and you didn't have a good experience, give us a shot again, or give me a call. Let me know what we can do. We need your business and want it, and it is so critical that we serve our local community. And I need you to be able to do that, and you need us to be able to take care of your vehicles and get the great service that we want to deliver. And, you know, that's what it's all about here at Dunges.
Indeed it is. And once again, if you go to Dunges Choice, that'll get you to anywhere you need to go, whether it's service, the dealerships, anything and everything online. And of course, if you want to make that appointment and you want to talk to somebody, your telephone number still works pretty darn well.
Yes, it does. And you can, you know, we have 918-333-0900. That number will get anybody in the dealership in either store. So you just give us a call there, 918-333-0900. And you mentioned appointments. I think we have a little bit of time left.
Yeah, we do.
Some new technology we'll have on our website soon for service appointments. You can set a service appointment online now But it isn't quite as sophisticated as what we'll have soon, where it'll actually integrate with what they call a DMS system, which is where we do all our repair orders and the accounting and parts and all that. And so it'll actually tie all that together. So when you're scheduling your appointment, it will put it right into the DMS. It'll make sure that parts and everything are notified of your coming and what the services you need are. It will not conflict with other times. It'll only show open times when you're in so that we can get you done quickly and get you out on the road as soon as possible. And it's going to be available 24/7 on our website. So you can go in there and schedule your service appointment. We'll send you a confirmation of that, where you can change it if necessary, and then obviously follow up with you afterwards to see how it went, or if for some reason you missed the appointment, we will seek you out again to reschedule. And so just trying to, again, to make all of that more efficient so that when you have to engage with us, we can do it in your way and really respect your time and your needs in everything you do with us here at Dutchess.
And Brad, you mentioned the service. This is the time of year where lots of folks seem to know that they need that oil change and maybe the tires looked at. You still got that going on there.
Yeah, definitely. And it is a big time of year. I know, especially because people were, for a while, they're not driving
their
vehicles so much. And, you know, if your car was sitting, you still need to get the maintenance done, get those tires rotated. Let's check everything out. I think that's maybe the most critical thing. Your batteries will be stressed if cars aren't driven very often. You need to definitely check out the air conditioning this time of year, the batteries. All the traditional stuff, safety things need to be looked at regularly and every time you're in for service. So just come on down and check us out. We have our great deal where you get a tire rotation and an oil change for $39.95. It's a great deal and gives you that tire rotation and oil change for the price of an oil change at most places. And the tire rotation is so critical because it gets you and extends the life of your tires just immensely, and it makes sure you're safe in the car. And plus, when we get the wheels off, we can really inspect the brakes and measure how much life is left on your brakes. And that only happens when we take off the wheels, which happens when we rotate the tires. So.
Very good. Very good. And once again, where can people find the physical address? We know where to get you online.
We are on Southeast Washington Boulevard at 1901 and 1911. We're just south of the Quick Trip and south of the Nowata Road, Highway 60 intersection with Highway 75. We've got the Ford store and Toyota store. You really can't miss us. Look for the big Ford oval out and Toyota sign out front. And all the pretty cars. Come check out our new and used vehicle selection, or come in for an oil change, or just say hi to us.
Indeed. Brad, take care, and we'll talk to you next week. If we don't see you sooner out at the ballpark.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Have a great day.
All righty. Take care now.
Thanks for listening.